Hey, I got some college football. Do you want to do some college football?
Sure.
The 10 most overrated teams for the season?
Okay.
All right. I just kind of want to start getting to some college football.
Yeah.
I've got a semi for college football. Number 10 on the list, they have Nebraska. I don't know if they're going to be overrated. I think people are excited because Scott Frost is there, but I also think they realize what a mess that clown made they hired before him, which I think both of us said at the time was a horrible hire.
Messed up.
So, yeah, you know, I don't think they should be in the top 25 or anything. If they are, then they're overrated, but I don't know if it's fair to call them overrated in year one.
How many Big 12 schools are on this list?
A bunch.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure this was a legit list because... I feel like I've been hearing noise about six Big 12 schools who are gonna shock people. I'm like, no, I don't think so. I think it's gonna be pretty rough for a few of those guys.
Yeah. Well, they all can't be good.
No,
because they all have to play each other.
Almost impossible.
Number 9 on their list is Central Florida.
Another new coach, and they lose the coach to Nebraska. Josh Heupel seems to be like a pretty decent coach, but who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah. I don't know that they. I feel like. There are, like, losing the coach, losing Shaquem Griffin. I feel like...
They lost a lot of guys off that defense.
There's a little bit of expectation that they're going to decline. So I don't know if I'd call them overrated.
I think you have an expectation. I have an expectation they're going to decline.
Yeah.
But I think the general public looks at them. Oh, they were unbeaten last year and their quarterback's back.
Okay.
They're the national champions. What are you guys talking about?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
National champions of Central Florida.
That was last year, John. It's a new year.
Yeah. Number 8, Florida.
Yeah, call me when you get a quarterback.
Yeah, I love Dan Mullen, but again, I can't really call them overrated until...
I don't think anybody really expects much from Florida this year.
No.
I think everybody's kind of like, yeah, this team can't win without a quarterback.
I think you're putting them there because you look at the Florida on their jersey and say, oh, they're supposed to be good every year. Number 7, the first of your run of Big 12 schools, TCU.
Yeah, they lost a lot of guys, man. A lot of really key contributors.
But they've also got some really good playmakers. I'm a little concerned about their offensive line. But I think they'll be pretty good. I'm not going to – but I also think people putting them in the talk for potentially winning the conference and going to the playoffs, that is a little much for me. I might say the same thing about number 6, Oklahoma State.
Yeah, they lost their quarterback. More important, like
James
Oklahoma
Washington
State,
too.
James Washington's more important because Oklahoma State, they rotate through quarterbacks, and that system, Mike Gundy's system, sort of leans to a quarterback having success. But James Washington's like an elite level receiver that's gone now, and there's not an elite level receiver left at Oklahoma State.
But I do think they kind of have a program. I mean, they're especially offensively, that's sort of plugged in that they can almost. I mean, they're going to be able to score regardless. But I do think there's a little step back there with the loss of him. And their offensive line, too. They lost a few guys. Number 5, Oklahoma.
Yeah, I still think they're probably going to win the Big 12. They've probably got the best chance to do it. I think they're kind of like Florida. You got to show me what's going on at quarterback.
That's the whole thing is... How good do you think Baker Mayfield was? How much of it was the system?
Yeah.
I think that's where, if you think he was exceptional, then...
And is Kyler Murray any good? Is Kyler Murray even going to be the starter? Like,
didn't he block you on Twitter?
Yes,
he did. Isn't he very short? Isn't that why?
I don't know. I don't know why Kyler Murray blocked me on Twitter, but he did.
Yeah, I don't know that they've decided whether he's starting or Austin Kendall is. So, I think they'll be good, but yeah, putting him in the top 5 might be a little premature. And one more for your Big 12 run, West Virginia.
That's who I was gonna go with is another one that should be high on that list. They've got a good quarterback, so it's hard to say that they're not going to be okay. They'll be fine, I'm sure. But the rest of their team is just they lost a lot of guys. They've
especially
got
on defense.
Their defense was bad and lost people. Yeah, I'm gonna go. That's a good one on this list.
Number 3, LSU.
I bet I can guess the top 2.
Yeah?
Yeah. But let's stick with LSU for a second. I think they'll be good because they'll be like old school LSU, lean on defense, and I think they've got some good, they still have some good defensive players. It is going to be interesting to see because they lost the running backs. you know, they're down to, well, there's no guys. There's no, you know, you lost Fournette, then you lose guys.
And, your superstar offensive coordinator from last year turned out to be a bust.
Yeah, but they typically find guys to fill that role, and then it turns into, are they going to get decent quarterback play? And we're still waiting for that at LSU. And I think that's gonna matter a lot. Their schedule is not easy.
No,
it's tough.
And you just wonder how much erosion from the Les Miles era with Ed Orgeron, because I'm still not sold on that.
Yep.
So I'm okay with them. All right, see if you can guess the other two.
Notre Dame,
number one on the list. And I think you could put them number one on the list every year.
I think so. I'm going to go with Notre Dame's probably going to win 7 or 8 games. And people think they're, I don't know what they're going to be preseason. My guess is top 15.
Yeah.
No, that ain't going to be it. My other guess is Penn State.
And you would be correct.
Okay.
So
I might have had Penn State number one. But
yeah, I think expectations for them might be a little higher than they are for Notre Dame.
Yeah, so, Notre Dame's a fair one.
Yeah. All right, there you go. A little college football
for you. I like it.